This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, September 18th. Here's what you missed on the show this morning.
We don't do this for everybody, okay? No? We've already done the show. Why should we talk to you? Well, because we care about you.
That's right. We love you. We don't want you to eat sushi anymore.
No, well, you know, this is kind of disappointing. Apparently, now that we're polluting the ocean with plastics, we even have even worse germs in the ocean now. Yeah. This is disturbing, man.
This is a report that says that you have a higher risk of catching superbugs. Scientists swab the skins of dolphins, which they say is a real good indicator of the rest of sea life.
It might feel kind of good, though, getting your skin swabbed if you're a dolphin. Because you can't reach around. You know?
It depends on where you swab,
too. That's true.
If any coughing involved, it would probably be a little difficult.
Is there a rubber glove?
They found that the number of non-treatable superbugs on their skin doubled between 2009 and 2015, health experts say that these antibiotic-resistant infections are the biggest threat to modern medicine.
Oh, man. And they're rapidly spreading in the oceans that we're polluting. It was something about fouling your nest. What was that?
Yeah. You don't poop where you eat.
Crap
is
in your nest.
One.
Yeah, exactly.
So you may have seen more spiders lately, maybe earlier than normal. That's quite all right because they're doing a little he-in and she-in for the next generation. They say that heavy rains and record-breaking temperatures have pushed the spider populations to record levels because there's been so many, a buffet, a cornucopia of food for them to eat, with a large increase in insects. And they say because it's inside, it's darker, quieter, and that's generally where they can procreate without being disturbed, except when you come in and flip the light on.
Yeah, you see little candles written around the web.
I remember squishing a spider one time, and apparently it was a mama, and
there
were thousands of those little things come out. It freaked me out to no end.
Spiders are good, though. You should let them be. You know?
Yeah, that really freaked me out to the point I do the catch and release with spiders now.
Do you? Okay.
Or I have somebody else take care of it. I don't want to know what happens. I'm that person. Washing stinky gym clothes. It is true. When you go work out, even if you get a little bit of a sweat, those synthetic fibers that you wear, those really cool...
The modern ones that wick the moisture away from your skin?
Yeah. Well, apparently they do a great job, but the problem is once they whisk away the wetness, all the oil and gunk that your skin is there, it leaves it inside the fibers.
Well, you can imagine once the water evaporates, the funk stank that was in the water, it didn't evaporate.
It's
right there. And now it's in those clothes, and it doesn't want to leave. Because it's like oil based.
Yeah, well, that and it's doing it over and over and over again, and probably how you're cleaning them is contributing to the stinkiness. So here's to get the stink out.
Here's the part you're not going to like. You got to wash your clothes after each workout.
Yeah, pretty much immediately after you work out. Don't linger around in them. Don't go shopping later. Go home, swap them out, get them out of the gym bag, and get them washed.
But don't just throw them in the washer either.
Yeah, you want to make sure that it's not mixed with any other clothing items because those chemicals or that smell, that funk. It's going to go ahead and taint the rest of your laundry.
I like this one. Turn them inside out.
Yeah, that makes sense now because that's where all the gunk is on the closer side of your skin. So if you turn it inside out, they have a better chance of getting the detergent to get it out.
Zip up the zippers and button all the buttons. That's good, too.
And then they say, this is kind of a thing that you might, I know that I do this wrong, and I know that I need to change this. You need to wash it in cold water in the gentle cycle.
I'm always assuming the hot water is going to kill the germs, don't you?
You would think so, yes. But here's what happens. The cold water helps prevent fading and preserve the fit of the synthetics.
Uh-huh.
And if you've seen some of those Lululemon yoga pants that are like $160, you're not going to want them to look kind of funny when you wear them. And they say what happens when you put hot water or even you put in bleach, what happens is that the synthetic fibers are really kind of delicate. That's why you need to wash them in delicate setting. Mm-hmm. And if you put bleach or you hit it in hot water, that just kind of messes up that the fibrous, and that's going to cause it to look kind of wonky. Here's another thing that you probably are doing. You're putting in with a fabric softener. You need to stop.
Yeah.
What happens is that the softening agents clog the fabric cores, and therefore it's not going to be able to whisk away the moisture off your skin.
Yeah, and if you use the high heat on your dryer, it could set the odor in there, too, so you don't want to use high heat either.
So the idea is for you to wash it, and if you can, let it air dry, do so. The good news is that since it is moisture wicking, it should not take that long to dry.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, you would think.
Okay.
Nice.
One in five adults feel physically ill about debt. Hey, congratulations. We're caring about, collectively, about $29,800 in debt. Most of that is credit card debt. Millennials, on average, carrying $27,800. Gen Z, anywhere between $14,000. Generation X has the most at $36,000. And then baby boomers carry an average of $28,600. They say nearly half of those surveyed feel anxious about the debt that they're carrying. 35% said that they feel guilty about the extent of their debt. And 1 in 5, that's 20%, actually say they physically feel sick when they, on a regular basis, because of the debt.
You know, it's interesting. The younger the generation, the more they owe, and they're putting it on credit cards.
Well, and that is because also it costs more. If you think about, and this is kind of, I didn't really get into this on the air, but this is kind of true. And I know this only from my own experience, mm-hmm. but I'm going to share it with you anyways. It's not so much the jobs are out there. The problem is the jobs are not paying what they once were.
It's wage stagnation.
Your wage stagnation, if you look at inflation, wages have been very stagnant.
Well, they're actually losing ground right now.
You're losing ground. So therefore, even if you were to register your car, it costs more money than it did 10 years ago, even though it's not gone up. It's because your paycheck is being is less. So therefore, yeah, you kind of have to charge more money because you're trying to live. Now, I'm talking if you're going to, you know, to France for lunch, well, then that's a different story. But it goes along the same lines as, you know, people that talk about student loan debt and how, you borrow the money, you should have to pay it back. You know, when I was in school, I worked my way through college. That was true 30, 40, 50 years ago. It's not true anymore.
It's too expensive.
Especially at $8, $9 an hour. And when you're looking at tuitions of, you know, $26,000, $30,000 a year.
Yeah, it's incredible.
You're not going to do it.
Wages are just like the minimum wage. Is an insult. You cannot live on
that. Yeah, it is. And so it kind of makes sense, and it is kind of scary because I'm sure for a lot of times, yes, going to those coffee chains and buying some coded message drink at $6 a pop is probably a little extravagant. But, you know, it is something to kind of consider, especially in my own experience, is that it's really quick to charge something. It takes a long time to pay it off.
It's like gaining weight.
Yeah.
It's like the weight seems to get on quickly, but it takes a long time to get it off.
I remember the first credit card I got, it had a $1,000 limit, and I maxed it out pretty within a day and a half.
Did you really?
It took me over 2 years to pay that thing off.
Really?
And that was a lesson for me to realize, you know, even though you put $1,000 on it, doesn't mean you're only paying $1,000 back. It's $1,000 and the interest.
And the highest interest you're paying on anything is a credit card.
Absolutely. So we found out that one of the more popular shows that's on PBS and actually streaming is called The Great British Baking Show. And it's in its 10th year. It's been a big super success over in the UK. But in America, it's really gaining ground because it is kind of one of these, you take amateur chefs, and it's not like a Gordon Ramsay type thing or whatever where it's, you know, a quick episode. These are actually in a competition after week. They have quite complicated cooking things that they need to baking problems.
It's baking, yeah.
And, you know, that's where I guess it gets its kind of its uniqueness.
And by the way, baking is the most difficult part of any kind of cooking, for preparing any kind of food. Baking is chemistry.
Yeah,
you can kind of get away with throwing this and throwing that and a pinch of this and a pinch of that. But if you're baking, you got to measure, man.
And these are kind of behind-the-scenes thing factoids, if you will. I think it's kind of interesting because it's actually the name of the show is actually called The Great British Bake Off. But in the United States, we have the Pillsbury Bake Off.
Yeah, and Poppin' Fresh plays hardball.
That's right.
You know he would. You don't want
big dough on your back.
Uh-uh.
And they say that they didn't want to have any confusion with the shows, or the two programs, so that's why they changed it from Bake Off to Baking Show. They also have said that each oven is tested on a daily basis by baking a cake to make sure it's working and functioning properly. Makes sense.
You gotta have the heat.
There's a lot of cakes being baked there. They say each episode is filmed about 2 days over a weekend, and for continuity's sake, they have to wear the exact same clothes. So you may notice that they change their aprons quite often. They have to. They have to teach themselves to do that. Either they're covering up a stain with an apron, or it's gotten so filthy they need to get a new one.
Right.
They say the contestants don't have much downtime as well. They say the producers don't like them to kind of sit there twiddling their thumbs. So they actually make these challenges as difficult as possible. As for the challenges, they actually have one person that will go and actually do this to make sure it can be done before they offer it to the amateurs to make.
Interesting. So they'll have experts bake it to make sure it can be actually baked. All right.
They say also, too, what happens to all that food once it's been cooked? And, you know, the judges barely eat any of it. Uh-huh. It's the crew that eats the majority of it.
Oh, heck yeah.
So those little guys that are gaining weight. And then whatever's left over is given to the contestants so that they can taste each other's work to see where they are.
Interesting.
So I thought that was kind of cool. And then finally, we learned that Disney has brought back its message hotline.
So it's the bedtime hotline so kids could go to sleep by listening to one of their favorite Disney characters.
Yeah, absolutely. From now through the end of September, you can call 1-877-7-MICKEY. Now, I'm going to warn you, you're going to have to listen to an infomercial beforehand, so you might want to listen to that before you give the phone to your child so they can listen to it, or before you put it on speaker. But after that, you'll have between one and six choices. You can either listen to a message from Mickey, Woody, right. Jasmine from Aladdin, Anna and Elsa from Frozen, Yoda from Star Wars, or perhaps Spider-Man.
You know, it'd be interesting to hear what that little infomercial is.
Have you thought about a reverse mortgage?
Yeah.
We were trying to contact you about your used car warranty. Glad we got you.
Gorsh. Yeah. Oh.
So there is our show for today.
Have you had your dog fixed?
September 18th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.